The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Our reading today is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 to 15. Paul and Apollos, servants of Christ. I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it, but whoever it is building on this foundation must be very careful, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay or straw, but on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, Stephen Willey has entitled today's reflection, Built with Care. He quotes verses 11 to 13. For no one can lay any foundation than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, the work of each builder will become visible, for the day will disclose it. And he says, working together, it is possible to build something great. On a trip to the manufacturing plant of Jaguar Land Rover, JLR, I was impressed to see people and robots bringing car parts from across the globe together to produce beautiful, shiny cars. However, the JLR car plant has a certain fragility. It has a temporary nature, and each year brings new challenges. Will the business remain profitable? Will JLR stay in the area? God, on the other hand, builds something with much more longevity than a car, even a top-of-the-range car. When churches worked together with voluntary and statutory agencies to build a network of support to prevent human trafficking in the UK Midlands, a web of truth and compassion was created to counter the web of deceit and heartlessness of the traffickers. Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, reminds us that God builds with people. We are living stones. Here Paul says, you are God's building, in verse 9. When people form the building, and such a building is founded on a solid and eternal foundation, it is built in eternity through people's lives. With the anti-trafficking web, I hope that through the many and precious gifts of those in the network, vulnerable people will experience love and release from entrapment. Offered with hope, faith and love, rooted in Christ, the church's gifts, along with the gifts of others, can be used by God to bring transformation in the world. And so our thought for today is, what are our most precious buildings? How does God build within your community? And that just reminded me of our thought for the week that Junior Church reminded us of yesterday. Who can you see that may be left out of something that you're involved in this week? and could invite them to join. Let us pray. Jesus, our foundation, build in us and our communities a place where eternal gifts like hope, faith, and love shine like gold, silver, and precious stones. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our parish prayers today, we are praying for the pupil, staff and governors of Chewell Lane Infant School. And as always, as we pray for the particular schools of that day, we also remember all the schools that we are connected to. And we also remember nurseries and childcare providers in our area. Lord, we ask that they can all keep going to the end of term. And Lord, we thank you for recent visits to church from Chewell Lane School, and that they capture the true meaning of Christmas through their connection with Christ Church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With the Mothers Union 16 Days Against Gender-Based Violence, today we're thinking about love matters. Our love for God motivates and challenges us to keep this command: love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. Luke chapter 10 verse 27. Survivors and perpetrators of violence may find it hard to love both God and themselves. So, Lord, we give thanks that we can show our love for you and your people through our actions, and that these actions will have eternal as well as earthly significance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our streets today are Church Bank, Church View, Claremont Street, Claremont Villas, Clay Street, Clement Street, Cleveley's Avenue and Cleveley's Garden. May the presence of the Lord be in those places now and always. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And then we say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so now, as we head into another week, and as Christmas draws ever nearer, let us remember that in all we do, whether in strength or weakness, we may live in the knowledge and the righteousness of the Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Have a lovely day, everyone. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.